Hey, Corey did okay. You know, he had one or two minnows that we got on him a little bit about. But, you know, he made a nice catch on our sideline, right on our sideline versus that press coverage. That was pretty good to see. Had a couple of good blocks during the course of the game. Got after the guys pretty good. He did okay. Just got to keep going and keep playing. Keep playing and keep coming.
What are some things you usually see in a rookie wide receiver as he develops, you know, in his first year? What are some ways that you generally see a guy improve?
He just kind of gets more comfortable based on what you're doing. You know, Corey is a competitive guy, so, you know, I don't say – a lot of guys are not that polished, I guess is the right word. You know, a lot of guys come in and you see them as the week go, they become much more polished. A lot of guys you see a little bit timid because of the competition level is a little higher than they used to. It doesn't bother him. You don't see that with him. You know, he looks like he's past that, you know. But you obviously see that each week he just becomes more and more comfortable with the quarterback, more and more comfortable with the offense, and just kind of getting back into football shape.
You guys used the no huddle last week, first time in a long time. What factors go into determining when and how often to use that?
I think we use it every day. I'm sorry, let me take that back. We use it every week out here at practice. Generally on Wednesday, Thursday, sometimes we'll come out and we'll start practice with it. So we do it kind of every week. I don't know. I think it's just a matter of you get comfortable that, oh, boy, it looks pretty good this week. Let's give it a chance. Let's give it a shot. You know, so sometimes we'll do it. Sometimes you get in a position where you're playing, you may be playing a team that's a big, stout group inside. Got some big pluggers inside. You might decide, hey, let's do it because let's get those pluggers out of shape a little bit. Let's get them and see if we can get them winded a little bit. You know what I mean? So sometime we'll do it to get that started.
The hurry-up type thing, the fact that Marcus has been limited with his mobility in recent weeks, does that play into it at all?
No, we didn't necessarily say, hey, we can do that because, you know, he can't, he won't take off and run. Or we won't be able to do this. We didn't do it for that factor. Like I said, sometimes we'll do it. We do it mostly based off of how did it look during the course of the week. You know, how polished we look, how sharp did we look, did we look very good with it, you know. And then sometimes we'll do it, and sometimes we'll do it in the course of a ball game where we sit down and said, hey, we're sputtering a little bit, we can't do this. Let's get some tempo, let's pick up the tempo a little bit. Sometimes we'll do it in that situation.
Does that suggest it hasn't looked that good in practice because you haven't gone to it that often?
It's been up and down. It's been up and down as we've been going with it, and guys just kind of making sure that, you know, a lot of it is done from a signal standpoint. And just making sure all our guys on the same page with the quarterback, with the signals, and make sure that we're on the same page from a protection standpoint, you know, and doing all that stuff, you know what I mean? So we just decided last week, we decided we'd go out and do it.
Does it help sometimes with two-minute drills and things like that if the receivers have a real good chemistry? I mean, a lot of these guys missed a lot of time in training camp. I wonder if that plays at all a role into the...
It plays a big role. Yeah, it plays a big role. And again, you know, you've got... per se, we've got one package that's a two-minute package, and then we've got another package that's a no-huddle package. Then when you sit down and put them two packages together and you got two different group of signals, you know what I mean, it becomes a little bit of a deal. And that's the big thing, too, is when we get into, like he's asking about the no-huddle, we get into the no-huddle, we, you know, if we miss one signal here or one signal there, you know, it's a bad play. You know, one missed signal, one wrong route, it costs you a pick, you know what I mean? And the big focus for us is to keep going every week and improving every week on our two-minute package, you know, because that's something that you feel probably every Sunday you might have a chance at a two-point before the half or a two-minute before the half or a two-minute at the end of the game. No huddle is something you decide you want to do, you know what I mean? So we've done a little bit more, and I say we practice every week on that tempo thing, but we've done a little bit more of a two-minute to make sure we're getting that polished than we have on our no huddle.
How do you go about managing snaps for a receiver? Because obviously Corey comes back, maybe Taywan doesn't get as many. How aware are you during the course of the week, hey, I want to get this guy a certain amount of plays?
Yeah, and that's what we do during the course. Like you said, basically during the course of the week, we'll sit down and say, we'll make a huddle call that puts Tay in at Z. We mix a huddle call and put him at X. So as we sit down and look at it and go through it, trying to get not necessarily the same rep, but trying to make sure a guy gets some touches or make sure he gets some feels, we may come up with a formation that puts a guy at a certain position. You know what I mean? So we may call 11. Then all of a sudden we want Tay to go to Z. We say 11 Tay Z. We might want him to go to X, 11 Tay X. And we just kind of balance it out that way, just try to get him whatever that number may be. You know, if he's going to play and we've got some regular personnel that he's going to Z or regular personnel he's going to X, and at the end of the day we said, okay, he's got 18 snaps, okay, we're good. If we sit down looking at it and just base this down Friday morning or Saturday looking at it and saying, okay, oh man, looking at the board, Tay's only got 10 snaps, or he's only got 10 plays that'll give him 10 snaps. we try to find a way to come up with another 8 to 10 to try to get him 20 snaps or something.
When you say 11 TX, does everybody else automatically know where they go? It's kind of built into it?
Well, yeah, because the biggest thing of it is who's the X. Well, if Corey's the X, we go 11 TX. That just tells him to go in, Corey come out. So it's not every, you know, not everybody else got to move. It's just he's going to X on that play. So, Corey, you coming out, he's going to X.
I know DeMarco's been banged up a little bit, but you guys haven't used him nearly as often in the pass game this year, it seems like. Now, he had a big reception against Baltimore that helped set up that touchdown there in the second half. But can you just talk about him as a receiver, and do you guys have to maybe make more of an effort to incorporate him in the pass game?
We do exactly the same thing I'm saying with Tay. We come up with packages then that we sit down and say, okay, hey, this is something that DeMarco's been good at. We'll call 11 DeMarco. We send that group of personnel in. We'll make that 11 DeMarco. Or if we've got something we want to do with Derrick Henry, maybe we want to throw a reverse pass, you know. Whichever guy we want in on that particular play, we make it 11, whoever it is. Like, for example, last year, we ran a little pitch. Remember, we ran a pitch, and DeMarco threw the touchdown to Delaney. That's going to be a 12. That was a 12 DeMarco. You know what I mean? So we do exactly the same. If we got a pass route, either third down or a pass route that we're trying to run on the goal line, or, you know, third and goal on the four, we want to run a certain play, and we want DeMarco to run that route, we'll go 11 DeMarco. Exactly the same.